Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike, there you go. Look
at
that.
I brought you a cake.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That is beautiful.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. 90. Oh, it's got your age on it.
90 years old. Oh,
oh my
you,
God.
You remembered.
That, no. That must be.
Hello. Hello, Angie.
So sorry about
there
that.
You go. Yeah, we hosted Newsline together.
That's
on
awesome.
The high school stage for current events. This is a big person in my
what
life.
What you
this
never is, mentioned is, to me,
I'm
Mike.
I'm gobsmacked. I am absolutely
Mike,
gobsmacked.
Mike, none of this is on your Wikipedia page, and I think we should make those.
They still got it.
Oh, what do you get your husband?
I can't say that here.
Oh.
Wow.
Thanks for that moment. You know what? After all these years, God bless you. You still give us that kind of moment.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Get off of my lawn.
Happy birthday to you.
Well,
happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Milestone birthday.
Yes.
Milestone birthday.
Happy birthday.
All right. Okay.
Sweet.
All right. A lot of you were biatching because we took Friday off. I usually take the Friday off around my birthday. That's what I do. I
Most
usually
people
take that,
do.
That 3-day weekend, so I do. And we give you a lot of content. We give you more content than I've ever given you in my career. So, you know, for the people that you don't pay attention, you didn't hear Oscar at the end of Thursday's show, make notice. But the reason we really took Friday off was because Rob had to say goodbye to his uncle and had a service for his uncle. And so that was the combination of both. We said, you know, can we do it? And we decided to do that. And Oscar was very forthright about it. And so there are always those two or three, John Talamatisi, Weesey, whatever your name is, that always says, what's the deal? And
you should have seen my first response to them early in the morning.
Really?
I actually, I'm not one to delete, Mike.
Oh, did you second guess yourself?
Well, I wrote something that was very blunt.
I am very aware. Let me just tell you, so in this incarnation of the show, which we are going to have our 10th anniversary coming up in December.
Big deal.
And that's that's stunning to me that we're still alive and kicking after all these years. And I'm going to say that I understand that this form of the show, now people do want it. They want the content. They want they don't want to be deprived of it. Yeah. But I just like to point out that in the radio heyday, I had a very significant Johnny Carson vacation schedule.
I recall this.
We had 8 weeks a year, and we stole a ninth.
Mm-hmm.
So we should be aware of that
fact.
So
we're in bonus time.
We're totally in bonus time. And by the way, I'm saying this for one reason. It is summertime, and we have modifications in the schedule
summertime
coming up this summer.
Summertime in
the city. Yes. But deal I do know this, name. Mike. If you, in the classic days, if you had done this many shows that you have done this year,
yeah,
you could have taken the rest of the year off.
Precisely.
You could have just banked it and gone.
Exactly. So, and we are delighted to welcome someone who's TV royalty in Washington, D.C., and has been a friend to this show for a very, very long time. She is not only a stunning television personality, she is one of the best in the business. She is also cutting edge as far as technology, and she has done something for years that she started a long time ago that I find one of the most engaging things, where she takes a laptop and puts it on the set of her television programs and is able to communicate with the audience while she's working. And I have gotten sucked into that so many times, where I'll say, hi, Angie. And it's like, she gonna mention my name. And so, but I've done that a bunch of different times. And she is, this is amazing. This is how amazing this woman is. She is the mother of 10.
That's right.
And she is also, she has worked at at every radio, every television station in, no, actually, Channel 4 for a long, long time.
I get around.
And she's going to be going to Channel 5. And we'll get to your co-anchor in a minute, which is the greatest TV name I've ever heard. But ladies and gentlemen, she's here. She's Angie Goff.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, the Oh My Goff podcast launched last Friday. The first three, it's phenomenal. It's fantastic. The first three episodes are now available, including interviews. The one that I watched with Alex Smith, and you also have the Real Housewives of Potomac's Gisele Bryant, who will be on the show. Mm-hmm. And these are available on YouTube and Apple Podcasts. I know, Oscar, you are very excited about the Oh My Goff podcast that's associated with Podcast Village.
Yes, be more a Podcast delighted. Village production. Mike, you couldn't have said it best. When Angie contacted us, I would say roughly a year ago, of the idea of producing a podcast and just the idea. Yeah. Most people have an idea. And Mike, you know, the world is full of great ideas, but you have to actually execute them at times.
Yes.
For her to execute this while she was navigating her next steps in her career, in my eyes, is something that most can't handle, most don't do. And Mike, as you've seen from the production, as we discussed yesterday briefly on the phone, it is top notch, one, for us to put something like that on the air, but also to work with the talent like Angie to bring the Oh My Goff show to fruition. And we're proud to be a part of it.
Well,
yes, go ahead.
Well, after Friday, I thought I was going to be banned after Rob referred to me as a severe editor.
Because she's doing television, essentially. Mike. Yeah. She's doing television.
Well, she knows
television.
What she's doing. She knows what she's doing. Now, let me add to this that after a brief hiatus, Angie returns to TV on July 8th in our nation's capital. She will be joining Fox 5 DC at 4 p.m. Eastern. And here's my favorite part. She will be co-anchoring the station's 4 p.m. newscast with Blake McCoy. Has there ever been... I've never seen Blake McCoy. I've never met Blake McCoy, but I'll tell you that name.
Beautiful. A handsome man, Mike. A handsome man.
Hi, this is Blake McCoy. Blake McCoy.
This is one of the rare instances where Mike is launching an impression of someone he's never seen or heard.
Blake McCoy. Hi, Warren. For some reason, it's a Simpsons voice. I can't help it.
It's almost as good as Ted Baxter.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Well, the guy definitely has abs.
Oh, yeah.
My name's Blake McCoy. I like a good glass of scotch. and my little dog Baxter here. No, I'm sorry. No, he is not Ron Burgundy.
No.
But anyway, you're also... Now, here's the point I want to ask you about this, Angie. You're going to be serving as the co-host of Like It or Not, weeknights at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. Now, you are, I know you're a workaholic. You work your butt off. But is this going to be, I have no idea. What is this show going to be, Like It or Not? Is it going to be a variety type thing? Are you bringing back local cool TV? I mean, what's going on?
Well, I mean, I am returning to TV, so yes.
Are you going to keep those glasses on for the entire time?
They say happy birthday, Mike.
Yeah,
for
your birthday. Oh, I can't see with our camera. I can't see.
Oh, no, you can't see this?
I have the worst camera in the world for seeing. Mike, our camera for the podcast with these is state of the art.
I brought you a cake.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That is beautiful.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. 90. Got your age on it.
90 years old. Oh,
my God.
You remember.
That must
Hello. Hello, Angie.
So sorry about that.
There you go.
Sorry.
Right. Angie, this is exciting. This is yes. You brought me a cake. You found the time. I don't know to bake.
I know. Yes, with Safeway.
Wow. This is so. Oh my
Nothing
God.
Nothing says I love you like sheet cake. So.
Oh, that's delightful. And share it with the boys over there. That's awesome. And
that's very
Maddie
nice of you.
It is thoughtful. And everybody reached out. All my coworkers reached out to me this weekend. Maddie reached out.
Wow.
Yeah, Maddie reached out.
Pony?
Yeah.
And she hates
Pony
pretzels.
Reached out. Pony reached out. Yep. Absolutely.
Wow. Non-communicative Pony?
That's amazing.
Michael McIntosh called me.
He called you?
I'm lying about that. No, he didn't do that. No.
He's not a big
talker.
Did he
text you at least?
No. No.
Did he hide in the bushes outside your house?
Yeah, he did.
Who gave you the best greeting out of your coworkers?
Well, I hate to blow smoke up your ass, Oscar, but I got a call from you. I got an actual phone call from you.
So
that
weird.
Why are you so soft
all the time? You need to tighten up.
I'm soft. Why would you say that?
Look, because
I'm sweet and nice.
You're like Don Juan. Juan of Podcast Village.
My favorite exchange, and it wasn't the best, but it was my favorite, was with Maddie, Saturday afternoon, 3:45, Maddie writes, "Happy birthday, Mike." I said, "Thanks, Maddie. I really appreciate you reaching out to the elderly." And then Maddie's response was, "I do what I can."
That's
which
funny.
Is
that's
just good. Simple, that's and that's that why Maddie funny. Works here.
That
well,
is funny.
And I like that. But it was nice. It was a very, very nice birthday weekend, and you know, we enjoyed ourselves. And should I get it out of the way, Oscar?
Please.
What I previewed with
this
you?
Is, yeah. This is
Angie. I want you to know before I start this, I'm not a monster. I'm not a monster. I'm a nice person. I love my family. I love what my family means to me. The greatest experience that I had
oh my God.
Was my family being with me. That was and everybody that meant anything to me and my family was here. All three of my children were under the same roof,
awesome.
Which is that's when I am truly the happiest person in the world. And so we got done taping our show on Thursday, and I unfortunately got I get migraines up here for some reason. I still don't know why.
Maybe it's the big one.
But anyway, my daughter. So I was having a lie down like in the middle of the day, and my wife had ducked out and gone to the airport and picked up my oldest daughter, Catherine, and brought her in. And of course, I woke up at that point. I'm like, oh my God, you're here.
Yeah.
It was just a great surprise. Then that night we're hanging out, and Friday on Saturday morning, I guess they've been sneaking around behind my back all weekend long, and Saturday morning, all three of my kids came in, and I didn't know that my daughter Elizabeth had flown in the night before. They had made me go to up to bed around 10:30 to say, "We're doing stuff down here. You go to bed. Do not come out." That's it. Well, I didn't realize they were leaving the house and they were going to pick up my daughter at the airport. So Saturday morning, the day of my birthday, all three of my kids came in
wow.
and saying
oh,
happy
amazing.
Birthday to me, which is just about as good
priceless.
As it gets. It's spectacular.
Yeah, that's
it's
great.
Priceless. Mm-hmm. There's nothing better. And Carla leaned over to me, gave me a kiss and said, this is your birthday present. I brought them both in for you. That's fantastic. So then the family was here. I'm not a monster.
Not
I'm
a monster.
Not a monster.
This is what
I
we
said
must
this
underscore.
Oscar. Oscar's the only one that got the real truth. He really because Oscar knows how much of a monster I am, and so.
But Mike, you're not.
But I am. I cannot change who I am. I
no.
cannot change my level of selfishness. I can't. To do this job for
you
as long as I've done it.
You have to be somewhat of a
you
narcissist.
Have to be you have to be a narcissist. You have to be a little bit of a child.
Yes.
Yeah. You have to be a little bit of a kid. And so I don't get me wrong. The greatest thing in the world, if you'd ask me, what do you want more than anything? I want my kids here. That was all that mattered. Then after that you know, wonderful experience dies down a little bit. I was like, okay. And then, you know, everybody on their birthday, especially a milestone birthday, would like to have you know, some paper with wrapping and,
sure.
and open something up. Yeah. And I said, how was your birthday? I said, it was great. I said, I'm just still waiting for, you know, the opener, you know, the little opener. You know, and I'm sorry, but I was, and I'm still,
yeah.
I might be still a little bit now. And I alluded to that very briefly with my wife, but then she was, you know, she was going to go full nuclear on
okay.
me with that. You said, how dare you, you bad. And so I turned away from it. But then Oscar called and said, how was your birthday? I said, it's good. And the whole family came in. And said, I didn't get anything. That's it. I'm sorry, but I mean, that's what I did. No, I'm sorry. I know. Yeah, yes. I'm a monster. I'm admitting it. I admit it here. Now, I got wonderful gifts, like gift certificates from certain listeners that they know who they are.
Yes,
I communicated
yes,
with
yes,
them personally,
yes.
who are phenomenal, who are fantastic. But the idea of I am still that little boy that wants the present under the tree.
Sure.
I am still that little boy that wants the ribbon and wants to open up the golf club or something like
that. I heard it in your voice. We spoke this morning on the phone, and I heard it in your voice. I said, it was so great that your daughters were there. And you said, yeah, yeah.
No, I didn't. It was great that my daughter was here, and we'll talk about her.
Yeah, plural.
Well, it was great that Elizabeth was here and Catherine was here on her water fast. It was great that she was here.
It was fantastic, and everybody, and then a wonderful party at my sister's place.
See?
Up here.
Look at which that. Was
spectacular, and my sister's children gave me a gift. My niece's children, her daughter Amelia, gave me a beautiful pot for a plant with sea glass.
Oh, beautiful.
That she made nice. Herself. Which is downstairs, which is beautiful. That my brother-in-law gave me a gag gift, which was hysterical, which was a picture that my parents, God rest their souls, hung up in our childhood home of their dog. And when I moved out, they replaced my picture on the wall with the dog's picture.
Oh, that's great.
And Paul wrote me a letter about it. I laughed my ass off. It was fantastic. My niece and her husband gave me a lovely book, a Maine book up here. And then he scored me some tickets for Red Sox tickets
for my
golf buddies at the end of the month. It was great. So that the partially Christ side stepped up, and then my daughters were here, and they and Carla was here, and they gave me lovely cards.
Cards
so
are great.
It was wonderful. It was fantastic.
Do you,
fantastic. So I'm a monster, and I'm not playing. But I share my innermost beliefs with Oscar. You know, just the one. I'm sorry about this, and I'm sorry. I wanted a thing.
What did you want? What thing?
I don't know, Angie. I wanted a thing.
He wanted,
and I know I'm a prick for this. I know that there are people out there going, "You incredible soulless prick." I'm sorry. That's it. But by the way, it didn't ruin my birthday. Birthday was spectacular.
Yeah, good.
But my there was a cloud.
There
was one little cloud that followed you around.
Yeah, Mike, I don't have my backdrop in it yet.
It's like Oscar, Ash Wednesday,
God damn it,
Mike.
I don't have my f***ing backdrop yet.
It's like Ash Wednesday.
I have an update.
Oh, good.
We'll talk off air. But I have an update on your backdrop.
Is that a garbage bag behind him?
No.
Thank you, Angie. Thank you. And Ms. Goff is here, and I'm doing a show in front of a bed sheet from the dollar store because they don't have it. Because
thread count.
600
Mike O'Mara logo.
You can see through the sheet. Is what you're saying?
It's like burlap. It's like a burlap bed sheet.
I got off the phone.
I'm
with
sorry.
You.
I'm so. This is the place where I think I'm totally honest, and I know I don't come off.
And
very
Shannon
well.
Says. What's wrong? And because she could tell that I had a bit of a call with you.
Right.
And I said, Mike's not happy about his birthday. And then she said,
No, don't say that. Please don't say that. Just don't put it that way.
No,
that'll be used against me.
This actually,
she's listening. I know she's probably listening right now. She's out there with my
Don Gato is not happy about his birthday.
Don Gato was a 15 at the birthday party.
He was?
Don Gato performed both Puff the Magic Dragon and Señor Don Gato at the top of his lungs at the family dinner. And I was sitting there going, oh, my boy.
Wow.
My boy.
He's a performer. I mean,
Joan Crawford phenomenal. Moment.
Phenomenal. It was not a Joan Crawford moment. So, I don't. Do you understand? This is my problem. This is embarrassing.
Ask Angie from a woman's perspective, right. And a colleague's perspective.
I know what she thinks. I see her face. I can see her even with that bad camera. I can see her face. You know. I know. It's monstrous, isn't it? Right.
Yeah, but I mean that's a nice gift. I'm pretty bad. I don't even do cards sometimes.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just. Yeah. I don't know.
And the
I
card was
I feel
fantastic.
Like that's
what do you
like
get your husband? What do you get your husband?
I can't say that here.
Oh.
Wow. Thanks for that moment. You know what? After all these years, God bless you. You still give us that kind of moment. Which, by the way, that sets me for the whole day. I will be skipping through my day after that comment.
Just think like eighth grade. I mean, it's the easiest thing.
Okay.
To give, yeah.
Like what? You, what somebody? Somebody would want him through.
Can I tell? Can I show you?
That?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Hold on.
Okay.
My wife made me a homemade card. It's right in back of me. I'm not going to go grab it right now.
All right.
Turning 60 is nothing to Snickers about, and she puts a Snickers candy bar. She got it on. She made it on Pinterest.
That's fun.
Your mind will play Twix on you, and it's all candy bars.
Well, that's good.
Aww. That's so cute.
Well, she's giving you what you
isn't
want.
Isn't that phenomenal? Yeah, that's beautiful. What, did I just want candy? I'm doing the best I can.
I said to Shannon, I said,
"Yes."
Somebody.
By the way, I have a feeling. I'm so embarrassed right now.
You shouldn't be, Mike. You shouldn't
feel good about myself.
You're helping a lot of men out that are going through the same thing or will. And this is really foreshadowing for my wife.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, when Angie said that about the gift for her husband, didn't we all have like that moment?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Mr. President. Yeah.
Sure.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That's where we all went, Angie.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Okay. All right. Good. I wanted to make double sure. You know what? Start the show, Rob. We can start the goddamn.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Words are just like humans. Might as well be as one with the other. Sometimes they mean what they say. Sometimes they don't, you know? Give me an example. Words. Paperclip. You never seen a paperclip, have you? They're made of metal. They're metal clips. You can use them on paper. Payphone. They don't pay. They get paid. Where's the get paid phone? That's what I want. Fire department. What a ridiculous name. You'd think they started them. You know? They put them out. They ought to be the extinguishing department. They don't call the police the crime department, do we? How about a civil war? Can you imagine a war being civil? Refinish? What? I'm refinishing the table. Don't you have to restart? Here's a phrase. Occasional irregularity. Now, what other kind of irregularity can there be? If not occasional, it wouldn't be irregular.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. For our long-timers, thank you so much for your support every single day. If you are new, sit back, relax, and enjoy. From Rutgersville, Virginia, to Lyman, New Hampshire, from Clarion, Pennsylvania, to Atascadero, California.
Yes!
Did I get it right the first time?
I think you did, yes.
From Maitland, Florida to Reardon, Washington, from Medical Lake, Washington State I got two Washingtons in a row. To Buenos Aires, Argentina, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Hims. Here is a fact. 66% of men lose their hair by age 35, and by the time you notice, it's too late. The solution? 4hims.com, a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and sexual wellness for men. Thanks to science, baldness can be optional. 4hims.com connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss. Real prescriptions backed by science, no nonsense. Just answer a few questions, the doctor reviews it, and the products are shipped directly to your door. It's that easy. I hate doctor's offices, so I love 4hims.com. Remember, it's easier to keep the hair you have than to replace the hair you've lost, so act now. Order now. Our listeners can get started with Hims Complete Hair Kit for just $5 today while supplies last and subject to doctor's approval. See website for full details and safety information. This would cost you hundreds if you went to the doctor or pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/TMOS. That's FORHIMS.com/TMOS. Don't wait. 4hims.com/TMOS. And thank you. We're there. Patronage. We appreciate it. We are here with Angie Goff. Let me give you the vitals on Angie. She will be actually the podcast started last Friday. Oh My Goff podcast right here at Podcast Village.
Absolutely, right, Mike. 100%.
And three episodes ready for your binge listening.
Including the Real Housewives of Potomac, Giselle Bryant, and Skins quarterback Alex Smith, available on YouTube and Apple Podcasts. She's returning to Channel 5 on July 8th at 4 p.m. Eastern, co-anchoring the station's 4 p.m. newscast, the new 4 p.m. newscast, with Blake McCoy, and she will serve as co-host of Like It or Not, weeknights at 7 p.m.
You like that?
What is tell me what Like It or Not is. What is
it? I was expecting a little bit more.
Like It or Not.
How about a crusty laugh for Like It or Not? Like It or Not. You're also on Twitter and Instagram and all that, and Facebook and all that stuff. I have no idea what it means. I don't know what it means. Is it a game show?
Well, it sounds like it. It says it's actually, I'm hosting it tonight. You can watch it online. So I know we're based out of D.C., but if you are on Fox's website, Fox 5's website, it's streamed. But like it or not, basically we take buzzworthy stories of the day or bizarre stories, and we do a roundtable whether or not we like it. And it gives us a chance to give a little bit more opinion, you know, in the news world.
Yeah,
in the news world, we're kind of trained to kind of stay down the line. And after my little hiatus, I decided if I were to come back to news, I'd have to be able to be a little bit more me and a little bit more authentic, as they say.
Well, that's, I mean, in all seriousness, you are someone who has always done well on any show you go on, as far as, you know, you can handle that. And there are anchors that do that and others that don't. And you can come into this environment. You like it. You've always enjoyed doing this kind of radio. And so I think that's how many people are going to be in the round table situation.
There's four total. So there's going to be three main hosts. So there's three of us. And then there's the fourth chair where they invite somebody and they're a surprise guest. And they walk through the door. It is kind of like a game show. The door opens up and they come out. Ooh, maybe. Ooh.
Ooh. So 30-minute format? Or is it
for
30-minute
format. And
so cool.
It's really fun. It's different. It's doing really well. And then the 4 p.m. show, we're going to see how that's going. We're going to do rehearsals all this week and then kick it off when I get back from the beach on July 8th. And I'm excited about it because it's a chance for me to be able to do all the social media stuff and
You were recently the fourth chair on Like It or Not. You were the surprise guest.
To
your surprise. How is it working with that crowd? Do you like the guys on the show?
Yeah, so far. I mean, that's like the first time I met them.
Uh-huh. Oh, really? On air?
Yeah, that's fun. I went in to shoot some promos and they were like, oh, you want to do the show tonight? So why not?
So do you ever get heavy on it? I mean, do you ever get a heavy story or is it pretty light as far as, do you just do deep dives on subjects that aren't necessarily traditional news subjects?
It's a little bit of both. I mean, They started off with politics, from what I understand, and then that kind of just went sideways. And so they don't do so much politics because, as you can imagine, I mean, I think we have enough of that on cable news and
everywhere
else.
So they're more
like
to do the pizza rat?
Yeah, the pizza rat, the alligator gender reveal, real hard-hitting stuff.
But it's fun, especially things
that are relevant that are in the news, things like deep fakes, Mark Zuckerberg, social media, things that everyone's talking about and has an opinion on. But say in a regular newscast, you're just reporting it and you know that there's context that you want to add to it, but you kind of feel like you have to hold it back. And they really encourage us just to go all out. And to be quite honest with you, I've done the show a couple times and it's been a real gear shift for me because you're so used to having that filter that I've actually been a little reserved where, you know, you guys know how I am in real life, right?
Yes.
So I think there's going to be a learning curve there, but I'm looking forward to it.
You know, when you did, it just seems like I seem to just remember you being one of the first where you were anchoring, and I believe I would watch it on, when you would do the weekends on NBC, and you would be, you would have your computer there and you would be communicating online with people as you were. I always thought, you know, if I was ever in a TV anchor situation, I would be so concerned about screwing up and you know, not seeing my prompter, not going to the right camera. And there you are anchoring the morning news and you're communicating in between with people online. And I don't think I've had you on since that happened. I wanted to ask you, how did that whole thing get started? I know you were always very social media aware. With your brand, even before maybe they were telling you, it had to be before the TV stations came to you because they don't come up with those ideas. And you were doing that for a very, very long time. When did that all get started with you?
Yeah, that was back when I was at WUSA, I think in 2008. It was probably a decade ago. And
but the live stream component probably came when you were at 4.
No, actually, it started. I would carry. I have pictures of carrying around like a 6-pound laptop.
Oh wow!
And I'm like.
Wow.
I'm dialed up to Ustream. I'd be like waiting. Oh, there's
corrected.
One viewer, two viewer.
That is awesome.
But what was weird is I mean, people made fun of it. They were like, nobody wants to see behind the scenes. No, you're talking to people. This is weird. And for me,
it was spectacular.
it was an outlet because when I was working at the CBS station here, I was hired to do traffic. And because of the union rules and everything, even though I came from a news background, until I was able to break out of the traffic contract, I couldn't I can even read a news voiceover on the air mm-hmm. without getting in trouble.
Wow.
So for me, I was like, well, here's a loophole. It's called the internet. And so that's when I started using the internet to cultivate this community and to really start telling my own stories and then taking viewer generated content and through social media and turning it into my own little stories that they would put on the air, because that was my only way that I could create content and not feel like I was in the straitjacket.
Wow. I didn't know that. And I didn't know that's where it came from.
So that's actually where it came from. And I remember, and I tell this story, when I was doing traffic and I realized, wow, this thing called Twitter is fast. It's in real time. It's faster than our website. And so I started mentioning that on the air. And I'd say, follow me on Twitter. I'm doing these updates in real time on your traffic. This is before WTOP traffic had any type of traffic, you know, anyone. And I got called into the office by the news director and kind of got a tongue lashing in a nice way for mentioning another website on our air instead of sending everybody to our news site. And I was sitting there banging my head against the brick, basically, again, being like, no, but don't you see? And it just, it was always a constant. I always felt like I was in constant explanation. I mean, even with the podcast thing, I mean, that's why I walked away most recently, because there's always this feeling, I think, for some people in this business to evolve and right. to do the next thing. And sometimes you just have to take a risk in something you believe in. And so even though I knew at the time that people were mocking and making fun of the behind the scenes thing and saw no value in it, in the back of my mind, I really said, this is going to go somewhere. Like, we can't ignore it. And this is going to be a part of the fabric of, you know, what we do. And so people still to this day are like, oh, social media is one thing and TV is one thing. But I really think that everybody in some capacity is connected online. And it's really become a part of our lives. And so I no longer really separate that. And I guess I never really saw it as a separation. And so that's why I've been able to kind of just, you know, move onward with what I believe in. But yeah, and moving over to Four, I had the opportunity to have my own show. You know, I got back into news. And so literally I would just host it from my phone. But it is like producing a second show. And I don't think that every newscaster should be doing Facebook Lives.
Well, I don't know how you do it. I would look at that and I don't know if I'd be able to pull that off but I found it as just a consumer to be riveting. I thought it was just so cool to see. And for people that are interested, and people, anyone that would tell you people wouldn't be interested in that is out of their minds. It's
Mike,
completely
you've been in broadcasting longer than any of us. Do you find it so?
Since the 1800s, Rob. Did I mention I'm 60?
I know.
I'm 90 years old today. There we go.
Don't you find it weird that station management wouldn't be forward thinking?
No, it's just like, Oscar and I would tell you about as far as this thing, you know, as far as digital, and they. You know, they're still catching up.
They still don't know how
to do it. They still don't really know also, how to get it out there.
And Angel, I'll let you tell your story and time-wise, how much time we have left in this break?
All the time you need.
Okay. Tell them how you had to fight for your podcast on your own to make sure this happened, to walk away, to actually build what you built. Because, Mike, we don't have that many people come to you in life and say, I'm walking away so I can build this, and then I'll see where the chips lie after the fact.
Yeah,
right.
I think that it just got to the point where trying to explain your ideas and trying to convince people and trying to get people to trust you in what you believe, that's really hard in any corporate environment that you're in. It doesn't matter what call letters or what station it is. And really, because it's kind of seen as a disruption in a sense, because they have the day-to-day stuff that they need to hit and everything is going to be a sideshow. And I knew that I did not want it to be a sideshow or a side hustle. Like, this was going to be an outlet where I could be myself. I could try to do interviews. We could share content. We could create more content, which is what we want, right? And so instead of just having to ask and go through all the red tape that's involved with that. I didn't want to go through. I mean, I'm exhausted. I've been doing this for 10 years. You know, mm-hmm. finally, when everybody comes around to social media and accepting that posting personal things actually results in people communicating and relating to you more. I mean, there was a time where I was called into the office. I'm not going to say which station it is. And I was told, you know, stop posting about your personal life and your family and this and that. And I felt a little weird about it. And then fast forward a year later and everybody's being pushed to, oh, show more about yourself. Yeah. Show da da da. And I'm like, absolutely. Okay, where were you a year ago when I was being shamed and whatnot? And so I was like, I'm not going through that again. And so after talking to a supportive husband who's just said, look, if you got to do this, you're not happy. All I knew is that I was not comfortable staying where I was, that I was not going to be happy. And I needed that time to throw myself into the podcast and create something. And I really believed if I created something that was great, that genuine. My friends would want to watch, that was real, then other people would take notice. I almost wanted to create the podcast. I mean, I became a free agent, in April? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I left the job in December and you've met my agent.
Yes.
Jerry Maguire. He's already called me once. He's
out of central casting.
I'm like,
I got
a job, Jerry. Stop calling
me.
You're going to get paid.
Out of central casting, this guy's in Charlie Burney's office.
Yeah.
And I'm using Charlie Burney's office because it's a nicer office.
I know, you were so faking.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm going to sit in Charlie's seat because he's not here at the moment. And I'm going to sit in front of Angie. And mind you, I have nothing to do with this agent-client relationship. I just had to explain to her agent what this podcast was and what we were building. That's all it was.
And you're good at it, though. I mean, you brought me into this thing. Yes. You know how this game works, and nobody has been on the cutting edge of it more and knows how to, like, lay it out there, what it does for you, how you get it done, and all that. Then Oscar, I'm sure he did a great job when he spoke to Jerry Maguire.
He was great. He did.
He said, Jerry, baby, this is Oscar, baby.
I eased some tensions.
You did. You evened it out. And the thing is I think when people, it's the same thing. They hear a podcast and they think that I'm like my mother's in Chin's basement.
Right.
Which, by the way, Mike, you buried the lead.
I was going to get to Chin.
I knew I had Alex Smith and a Real Housewife, but Chin was on the first podcast. So
I didn't know that. Rob, you should have told me that. I didn't know that Chin was on the first one.
Some surprises for you.
Yeah.
I have to ask. All right. You brought it up, so now you've stopped the interview.
Okay.
No. Because I have to ask you about Chin. All right.
Are we going to be talking about Chin
that's
later,
Angie's
you
mom.
No, it's okay. You can go now. Go now.
Yeah. What do you want to know about Chin?
Is Chin still gambling compulsively?
Well, she has been relegated to the iPad, to iPad gambling.
Like she doesn't go to the Charlestown anymore?
No, I mean, she, special occasions.
Yeah.
Special
did she ever
occasions.
Go to the new one, the one over at MGM?
Oh, the MGM.
She did, but then she left when she realized she could not smoke inside.
Oh, no.
Angie's mom has been part of her world online for a
Chin
long time.
Chin is on the first three episodes. She's on the first episode.
And it's great.
I run outside because as I would for your parents or anybody's parents, I run outside to make sure that they're set with parking. Her parents are coming into town. And I open the passenger door. And there is Chin online gambling on an iPad in the passenger seat. And she looks at me like I'm a stranger trying to get an Uber.
Yeah.
I'm like, Chin, we haven't met. I'm Oscar. I'm here to show you where the studios are. And she's like, hold on a sec. And her finger goes straight to the iPad for her next spin.
Well, she has burned through three iPads.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, Dad, you're spending more money on iPads than you would if you just let her go to Charlestown
every other weekend.
Oh, God. Well, you got to check it out. Oscar, now tell me, how often are we going to have Oh My Golf? How often is that?
So, Angie, right now, after the production today, the Mike O'Mara Show, she'll be recording two more episodes. So we're looking at a weekly basis at this point. Know this, Mike. She launched her show. Just the Alex Smith episode has over, I guess, as of yesterday, 16,000 views. And that's just for the YouTube channel.
Right.
We're talking about multiple thousands more on the Apple Podcasts. If you're out there and you're listening to our voices, please subscribe and give Angie a five-star review on Apple Podcasts. It's Oh My Goff Show. You search for that, it'll come right up.
Right.
But more importantly, for you, Angie, the idea that she's pushed Mike, our production team, to another, I guess, level.
The next level,
is,
yeah.
The next level is... It's wild because Angie says, I want to do this. And imagine this, Mike. You're like, oh, I want to do Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee type of situation. Mm-hmm. And she has a segment where you'll see the Real Housewives of Potomac and you'll see Angie driving in what is, I think, the funniest vehicle for the segment and most adaptive. What you don't know is that Oscar Santana is in the back.
Hunkered down.
Running the audio as Angie, who we found out can't drive, is driving the streets of
DC. I am Asian.
And the whole thing is being recorded. So I think everybody's going to enjoy all these episodes. And to Angie's credit, as you open it up, a lot of that footage is her footage from her own page, her own Instagram page.
Yeah.
So it's pretty awesome. Pretty impressive how it comes together. And I'm sure you saw the production value, Mike, on your end.
It's phenomenal. And really, it's just great that you're associated with everybody over at Podcast Village. It's a wonderful, wonderful marriage from the Mike O'Mara Show to this organization here. And I'm so glad you're a part of it. And I think you're going to love it as much as I do,
being
associated with these guys. They're awesome. And congratulations on your return to TV in D.C. Even though I'm not up there anymore, it's fantastic. And everything can continue. Is your husband still living in Alaska while you're up here?
He's actually in Florida for 2 weeks.
Oh, nice. I wish I wasn't in Maine.
Playing golf.
Oh, we have to play golf. That's my thing. Yeah.
I like that. That's right.
Angie, always a pleasure. And do not, you know, you're down the hall when you come in here, so come by. You can pop in anytime, anywhere.
Open door.
Appreciate that.
Nice.
Angie Goff, and wow. And please give my very best to Chin. And I love those glasses. Happy birthday.
They're for you.
Yay,
thank
Mike.
You so much. God bless you. Thank you, Angie. We'll take a break. We will come back with more fun and thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
My name is Matthew Ponyboy Bloom, and I approve this message.
In this era of fake news, who is our best, most trusted source of entertainment? Clearly not Mike O'Mara. Did you know that Mr. O'Mara voted to defund his interns? He works them for free. Disgusting. Also, the other day, Mike didn't wish Oscar's dog happy birthday. Does Mr. O'Mara believe dogs don't deserve love on their birthdays? I think so. Heartless, avid golfer, Floridian. Just a few words to describe the monster behind the mic. Let Pony, a proven patriot, lead your mornings right. Sign up for the bonus show to give Pony the spotlight he rightfully deserves. This grassroots movement needs your support. Together, we can dethrone the host with the most medical problems. This ad was paid in part by the OFIC, Organization for Intern Compensation.
I'm still Matthew Bloom, and I still approve this message.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. Summertime, the temperatures are rising, but conversely, mortgage rates are falling.
Down.
That means it's a perfect time to call Cornerstone First Financial. Yes, low rates, baby, and Cornerstone can save you big bucks. So whether you're buying a house or refinancing or just want to get a little cash in hand to make it a great summer, you've got to act right now.
When?
What? Huh? While the market is still on your side, call Cornerstone. Do it. Here's the best part. The folks at Cornerstone First Financial are TMOS listeners just like you.
You're the best.
I know you wanted it like that.
Name's Norm.
Just like you.
I don't know why I love that so much. If you don't understand the intricacies of high finance, no sweat. They do, and they will take care of you. Trust the friends of TMOS. Sooner or later, inflationary pressure will push these rates back up to realistic levels, so this won't last. Act now. Cornerstone is licensed in California, Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, Florida, and Colorado. Click their banner on our website, visit cornerstonefirst.com, or call them at 866-625-1221. That's 866-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. Great to have Angie. It's been a long time since we've had Angie in studio, and she's gone. Just a go-getter.
Yep.
I mean, amazing, amazing effort and cutting edge and wonderful, and it's delightful. Well, this is your third segment. This is what you wanted.
Well, so Mike, this is a little birthday treat
her
for you.
Out of here. And,
this is your birthday treat for your 60th birthday.
All right.
This is a mystery guest.
Okay.
And we will
have
him, we will have him enter and sign in. I've already given you a clue. It's a man.
Oh.
He will enter and sign in, and then I will afford you clues. You can jump in at any time.
Is he going to walk in, or is he going to be on the phone?
No, he's on the phone. Mystery guest, are you there?
All right.
Well, good morning, boys and girls, live from Los Angeles and just two short blocks away from Television City in Hollywood. Good morning, Oscar. Good morning, Rob. Good morning, TMOS audience. And Mike, happy birthday to you. I'm so pleased to be part of this special birthday. The time now in Los Angeles is 6:48, Rob.
I know it is. Thank you very much for availing your schedule to us, mystery guest. Mike, do you have a guess at this point as to who the mystery guest is? All right, please, go.
Patton Oswalt.
Is not Patton Oswalt.
Well, it sounded almost...
Down. That's one down and nine to go.
All right.
Nine to go.
Here is your first clue.
All right.
And you can guess at any time.
Okay.
You have had a career rich with partners.
Yeah.
You partnered with me, with Oscar, with Kirk McEwen, Don Geronimo, but this man was perhaps your first partner in entertainment.
My first partner in entertainment. I'm thinking back in terms of
Summerstock.
This is a poll of all polls if you've done this. Is this John? Is this John Burney?
It is John Burney, yes!
It's John Burney calling from Los Angeles.
Oh my
Charlie's brother.
Not Charlie's brother.
This is huge.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
This is the man we never have at the reunions. Everybody, this is the human being whose name is on everybody's tongue at our reunions. John, it's the truth. It's the truth.
Rob, just read a couple of these accomplishments because, Mike, I believe the first time you ever received a standing ovation, I was standing next to you.
Yeah, I actually have. He prepared a small list.
That's probably true. That's right. But yeah. Just before you read this, Rob, I have to say, I was up here in Maine and I was talking to someone, I don't know who I was telling the story about Hilton Catterley. And how I did that. Did I tell that story on the show?
You've told it on the show before. Yes, absolutely. And that's
John wrote an article in the school newspaper how I was doing an impression of the local weatherman, and John arranged, unbeknownst to me, to have him come out behind me while I was doing this impression, and it was this amazing burn. And then John wrote an article about how he burned me. And we hosted Newsline together high school stage for current events. This is a big person in my life.
What you never mentioned to me, Mike.
I'm gobsmacked. I am absolutely gobsmacked.
Mike, none of this is on your Wikipedia page, and I think we should make those.
They still got it.
I really still got it.
I am so, John, I am. Oh, my God. This is fantastic.
I don't believe you ever told us, Mike, that you played Oscar to his Felix in The Odd Couple.
Oh, that's right. That's right. We did that. We did that. We did.
Gladys Knight in the Pips.
We did a Monty Python sketch where you died like for 15 minutes on stage.
That's right.
Who's on first? Oh, this was it. And John at the Glastonbury High School was our class president as well. And the thing that I remember more than anything is did we do it every Friday? Was that one, or did we do it every day? Newsline.
They allowed us to do it every Friday over the intercom.
Yeah, over the intercom. Yeah,
that's right. And it was great fun.
Oh, but, wow,
Mike, I've been listening now for over a year, and you tell these stories, and I'm like, gosh, I've got to figure a way to get in here. And reflecting most on your mother, Mary, who I loved, and I know.
Oh, wow.
You know, my parents loved you. You love my parents. This is a great way to say happy birthday, Mike. Thank you.
Oh my God, this is fantastic, John. I'm gonna be the first one to tell you. You have to make it out to my sister. Was telling me the other day. talking about the 50th reunion.
Oh God, yeah.
If we all live to see it, that Kathy's actually thinking.
I thought we could compare our lists of medications later.
This is fantastic.
Yeah. It's like you've stepped out of history. This is amazing. You sound exactly like you used to sound. You still got it. You still got it, my boy. And you're in L.A. and you've lived your whole life out in L.A. Right?
That's right. That's right. And Las Vegas is not that far away.
Ooh!
So, oh, please come
we
to Vegas.
We can accommodate Friday
absolutely.
Or Saturday.
Oh, I would love to see you. It's been ridiculously a long time, and
it has. If we wait another 40 years, we'll both be 100. So let's not.
Oh
do that.
My God! No, I am.
All right.
This is such a huge deal for me, Rob. This is absolutely fantastic.
Happy birthday,
Mike. Everybody talks about. You have to know this. I don't know whether you're aware of it or not, John, but your name is mentioned by so many people when we all get together. And the last one was last year, the 40th
That's
anniversary,
right.
the 40th reunion that we had for GHS. And to be honest with you, Joey Pasker, one of my other best friends. John was my best friend. I had two best friends in high school. This is one of them. Joey was another one. And then everybody else, it's kind of dull, John. It's kind of dull talking to all those people.
This is a perfect moment. So this is really a perfect moment. And it's the best time to do it. You're 50-nothing. You're 60. Happy birthday. And, buddy, I hope to see you soon.
Oh, thank you, John.
Thank
so
you,
much.
John,
thanks
sweet.
For calling in. Oh, that's awesome. John
Rob,
Burney, ladies
you.
And gentlemen.
Thank you, John.
Vice
thank
President.
You,
oh, bravo.
You,
bravo.
Stay seated. Stay seated. All right. Cheers. I'll watch it on YouTube.
Okay.
Bye.
I'll watch
it
on YouTube.
Phone away. Oh God, I wish my mom was alive that she'd be able to know that he called.
He had a million great things to say about your entire family.
This is the great elusive dude. This is the man everybody tried to get. I mean, it's constant. It was like, where's John? He was the guy. You can hear this. You know who he sounds like.
Who?
Whenever I see John Mulaney, the stand-up.
Mulaney.
John has the exact same rhythm. The same rhythm. It's still there. It's still there. The
I'll
way
see it
he
on
did.
YouTube.
He
Bye.
Was so yeah.
so great.
He's so savvy still. That's the guy. And by the way, that's what started me on the whole collaborative.
That's
deal.
Great. That's great.
I'm so blown away by that. That
he
is
sent
made
me a, he sent
my
me a,
day.
A
I don't
vague
need,
a, email.
I don't need to open anything now. I'm fine.
He
That's
sent me
great.
A vague
call
email months
in the
ago.
Clear.
And I had to call your sister to make sure he was on the level. Because,
oh,
you know,
I have to tell Kathy. Did Kathy know he was
coming
on?
Kathy knew he was coming on today, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, I told her 2 months ago. I'm sure it's not top of mind. But she was the one. She was the one that vetted him.
I was part. His family knew me. My family knew him. We were attached at the hip, and we did all the whole. I remember picking out the music. The show was called Newsline, and we did it every Friday in front of the current at Glastonbury High School. The current events class, which was you read Newsweek every week, and you'd get quizzed on the issues of the day. It's a really terrific.
Smart
course for high school kids
yeah.
to make you aware
Engaged.
Of the world.
Yeah, I had a teacher
I think
like
it was absolutely. I don't know if they do that nowadays in high school or not, but they should. And they should people. It would make people more literate about what's going on in the world around them. And then we would do the news headlines on the intercom, and it would be in front of the senior class for current events, but it would also be broadcast to the entire high school.
Oh, cool!
And we did that, and we were off to the side, and I remember picking out the music. The Planets,
Aaron
Gustav
Holst. Oh, Holst. Sorry.
Yeah, my father's album, and it's like this is Newsline.
And we
did it all the time. And then he would be when we would have the non-talent talent show, which is what we had at my high school, and he was the when he mentioned the Pips. And I still keep in touch with it. This is so cool. And you want to talk about what gets you going when you get to an advanced stage is reconnecting with somebody from your distant past. There's Richie Coleman, who has reached out to me, so I still maintain contact with him. There's John Burney, and there's myself, and we were the Pips to Patty, who was this wonderful African American girl who was Gladys Knight, and she had three white Pips, these suburban white kids that were in back of her, and we wore white tuxedos with the bow ties and everything, and we did the moves when she said, "What's it, dadent?" Dun, dun, L.A., too much for the man.
Oh, that's Midnight Train to Georgia. Yeah.
So we did Midnight Train to Georgia. That was one of the things we did. John was like the Johnny Carson who sat up on the set. I was the impressionist, you know. I was in. He duped me, much like all my other radio partners have duped me in the years. You know, and do that. It's if I sound like I'm blown out of my mind, that's truly special.
Is this your news music, The Planets?
Yeah, but it's yeah, okay, you've got that. It's Mars, the bringer of war.
Okay.
I think. Or no, or Jupiter. It might be Jupiter.
Damn it,
John will like this if
49 minutes of cut here.
Yeah. Do they have the different planets there?
Maybe. Hold on.
Can you go through them?
Let's find them.
Let me see. But so going on with this, it was all of the different
sounds like Venus.
That might be Venus.
All of the different entities that we did, all the performing entities. No, it's but now you're throwing me.
Pluto. I'm sorry, but I will have it.
But it's just that's great. That's that blows me away. That is a legitimate true surprise, and you don't get many of those.
No.
When
time capsule.
I loved it.
Wow. All right.
Happiness.
So that's enough of that. Oh, John Burney, God bless you. Love you, and I thank you so much for calling it. God. Dang it! Oh, wait till I talk to my sister about that. We will take a break. And he's never shown up for a reunion.
This is huge.
For a while, people wondered whether he was alive or dead, for God's sake, you know?
Yeah,
awesome
stuff. But you get that a lot at the 40th.
Joey, I hope you're listening. Joey, I hope you're listening to this. Mm. I hope you're listening to this. This is great. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, it's your boy, Paulie.
Hi, Paulie.
Technology has come a long way from the
Mike O'Mara Show. He's on
another vacation. Yeah, you can listen to it on iTunes and Spotify. Watch the boys on YouTube. Hang out with them on Facebook and Instagram. And now they're also on Alexa. Let's check it out. Hey, Alexa, play the Mike O'Mara Show podcast.
Here's the Mike O'Mara Show from TuneIn. Number 2208, full course meal, 1 hour 22 minutes.
Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, my God. That's freaking unbelievable. Back to you, Mike.
Thank you, Paulie. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Noom. Getting in shape isn't just about losing weight. It's about changing habits and feeling better about yourself in every way. That's why we love Noom. Noom is a habit-changing solution that helps you develop a new relationship with food through personalized courses. Noom knows you're human. No food is good, bad, or off limits. If you go off track, there's no shaming. Just tips to help you get back on track tomorrow. And thanks to your goal specialist and the Noom community, you're never alone. My favorite part is that Noom has one of the biggest food databases available. It has literally everything at a glance, food tracking made easy. I love it. Oscar loves Noom, and Carla has never looked better. You don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. Sign up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/TMOS. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/TMOS to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/TMOS, the last weight loss program you will ever need. Thank you very much to Noom. That is officially one of the biggest surprises I've ever gotten on any show.
Oh, that's great. I'm so pleased.
If I'm not articulating the history of this, he was the guy in high school.
You said it all when you said class president. I mean, that's huge.
Yeah, he was the guy. And with the reunions, you always have a point man where everybody, you know, it can be the guy like this who was, John was a little bit of a guy. And just very, you know, very, very waif-like, mm-hmm. And he was smart and
so
funny.
Like looking in a mirror.
And I was the Ed McMahon to his Johnny.
That's really awesome.
I mean, we went to a couple. I've been to like three reunions, and it's always where's John? Yeah. We don't know. And way back when, one of our first ones, we were really, you know, when it's still fresher,
right?
You're saying, you know, where is he? Well, we haven't been able to get in touch with him. And I was talking about him to different people. What's the deal? Why not? Blah blah blah. What's he doing? I think he's in real estate out there. I think that's what he does.
Mm-hmm.
And so. I was just, it was constant, and it never really diminished as early as the 40th reunion that we had. And then to have that. And then as soon as you said my first partner, I'm like, think way, way back. And because he did sound a little like Patton.
Yeah, he did.
He's sharp. And oh, God, I remember going into. I'm sorry. I'm overwhelmed. I am really, really overwhelmed with that.
I just
that
got a text from him, Mike. He says, please do not give Mike my contact info. So no, I'll make sure you guys get hooked up today after the show.
Well, I've had a lot of surprises this weekend, and this is awesome. I really do it. And by the way, the only thing I love on my iPhone is the camera, because I think the camera.
Yes.
Yeah. My daughters fantastic. Don't take bad pictures, but that was amazing. And Catherine, if you're listening to my voice, please just see a doctor if you're not feeling well. Catherine is on a 20-day water fast.
Her too. Mm. Mm.
It's.
Wait a she second. Said she's, when did this she's, start?
I think she's halfway through it.
Oh, so she fantastic. Was, jeez.
She was not eating anything. And, you know, when you come up here for a holiday weekend or birthday weekend and it's just... You
celebration
know,
we're, of food.
We're an eating machine. And by the way, you know, and every time I'm sitting there stuffing myself this weekend, I'd look over at, you know, at Catherine and she's like, that looks really nice. I said, no, Dad, I'm over it. I'm not, I don't have, it doesn't bother me to
one
be in front of people who are eating.
One ice cube with artificial sweetener.
It's insane.
Really well, nuts. The fast really is I think it's become so trendy now.
Right.
I'm not talking to your buddy Todd Moore. Yeah, I'm not even talking about intermittent fasting. I'm saying fasting. You're right. Fasting mm-hmm. for 7 days. You're fasting 14. I remember when Todd got into it, just like you, all your friends sometimes get into something. You're like, oh, maybe I'll try.
Sure. Right.
It was like a day, a half a day. And I said, this is not going to happen for me.
No.
I'm good with this. I'm going to run or I'll ride the bike. There's no way I can just sit here and be miserable.
Is this before or after the bone broth nonsense?
This is during the bone broth nonsense.
This is during the bone broth. Okay.
The bone broth nonsense. You're not able to say nonsense, though, when okay. you're a fat guy like me.
All right, how about this? Let me rephrase it. Strike it from the record, Pony. Was this before or after he found out the excellence of bone broth?
Because he was sustaining himself on bone broth.
That's right.
Now, when you see someone lose 20 pounds in roughly, I would say, 10 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you become a believer.
Yeah.
But well, can you
I'm,
do
I'm
it?
Worried about her. I'm worried about it. Stop. It freaks me out. The concept
it's not usual.
She looked very healthy. It didn't look like she needed to lose
fantastic.
Any weight.
Yeah. She looks fantastic. She does have circles under her eyes.
No.
And by the way, with the 5 a.m. departures and people coming mm-hmm. in at night and traveling and all that, you would think, she was run down. She was definitely a little bit run down. But she looked good. Her skin looked really good. Mm-hmm. And, I don't know. And, meanwhile, she goes and drops her sister off at the airport on Sunday morning and comes back with Tim Hortons donuts for me.
That's a what? Good girl. You're on a donut fast.
Goes to the, waits for Tim Hortons to open at 6 o'clock so she can get donuts. I mean, and meanwhile, I'm sitting there going, are there any chocolate? So I'm starting today. Not fasting. I'm just going back to my 1,850 calories, which, by the way, compared to hers, seems like I'm going to a buffet every
like
meal.
Henry VIII.
Well, you were at, I think, almost 7,000 last time we did this game.
Yeah, you know what? Believe me, if you'd added up the calories over the weekend, even my booze, when I talked about that Raging Lobster drink.
Yes.
Oh, a 14,000 calorie drink. Isn't
it's
that wonderful?
It's your birthday weekend, though.
It is birthday.
It's your birthday.
It's birthday season. Yes.
All right, we have to take another break. When we come back, it's news you may not need, ladies and gentlemen, right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. And again, thanks to Angie Goff. Another great part. We had a great Monday.
Yeah.
Great little birthday thing. It almost makes me think that I almost makes me feel good about being 60.
Nearly.
We'll take a break and come back with more fun.
Do you have a question, comment, or query for the Mike O'Mara Show? Or perhaps you're blackout drunk and need to express your verbal diarrhea? If so, call the Yak Shack at 888-920-MORE.
888-920-MORE.
Call the Yak Shack today.
What's going on? People are out of control.
Made me feel weird.
Speaking of out of control, time to read Rob's copy again.
Oh, good. Here we go.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the TMOS bonus packages. Well, get ready for it. Everyone is going to be talking about the 50th anniversary of the moon landing this summer. Hogwash.
What?
Everyone knows it was a fake stunt put on by NASA and Hollywood. Don't be fooled. It's a prevarication, a canard. It's a prevarication, a canard. You know, bullshit. Nobody has ever been on the moon. Also, Stevie Wonder can see Prince is alive, and there's no such island as Greenland.
It's true. It's in quotes,
fake
Mike.
News. The world is full of lies. The only thing that you actually believe in is the TMOS bonus show. A true source of laughter. Listen to a 6th uncensored commercial-free episode of TMOS every week for just pennies. Order the TMOS bonus show, and you will genuinely receive it. Click the banner on our website, and you'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So please, buy the TMOS bonus show. One small step for man, one giant step for podcasting. The TMOS bonus show, brought to you by Carling's Black Label Beer. Hey, Mabel, Black Label. Thank you very much, everybody. Okay. Oh, hold on. What's the matter? What is that? Wait, hold on. What did I do wrong here? Play the thing.
Yeah. News.
There it is. Thank you.
Hey, Mabel.
Boo. Hey, Mabel, Black Label. I'm totally confused. All right. A 59-year-old guy. His name is Ronald Eugene Griffin. And he's got some stones.
Okay.
He tried to steal Halle Berry's entire house.
Oh, I've heard about this. This is fascinating.
Not rob it, take the whole thing. Griffin first shows up at Halle's house in L.A. back in January. He was messing around with the locks, but was chased off by the gardener. In March, he comes back, and he brought a locksmith with him. Coming to her house, Halle's employees caught them trying to get in, with Griffin arguing that he was the new owner of the house and he had the deed to prove it.
Mm.
Halle's team called 911, but so did Griffin. He'd already had one of the locks changed, and he told the cops that her people were trespassing on his property.
Balls.
Yeah. Or insanity, which I think might be a part of it.
When the
cops got there, they looked at Griffin's deed, discovered that he'd faked it. He was arrested and hit with a felony count of procuring and offering a false warranty deed and an additional count of petty theft. Halle didn't know the guy, and apparently he didn't know it was her house. So
weird.
That's weird.
But I love the fact that he's you're going to call 911. I'm going to call 911. Yeah.
I know. Oh, my God. Speaking of weird, Andrew Dice Clay is hitting the road for a new comedy tour, and he's bringing along one of his oldest and dearest friends, Roseanne Barr.
Mike, I'm over here now.
Yes. The Mr. and Mrs. America tour kicks off in September with shows in Long Island and Atlantic City. Good place to start.
Yeah.
Tickets for those shows will go on sale Friday, and more dates will be announced. I think it's going to kill.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's any way it can. Dice says, quote,
"When people ask about what she said, I say she's a comic."
We got to stop policing comedians.
Hey, Dice.
This is America.
Hey, Dice. How is it being in A Star Is Born?
I'm over here now. He was great in Star Wars.
He was killed.
He was awesome.
Dice goes on to say, "She's an original. I'm an originality. And people should just stop reading Twitter. Calm down with your political conversations.
Twitter.
Whoever's running the country, nobody else's life changes. We still got to go out there and make a living." Can't really argue with what he's
true.
Saying. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your friends. Have sex with your chicks and make your money.
Hey, Dice, I don't want to go to that show.
She's lucky. She's lucky to have a friend like him. That's all I'm going to say. Because I think he's the guy that's going to be the, you know, the real thrust behind it. Dog the Bounty Hunter's wife has been placed in a medically induced coma. This is sad. Beth Chapman, you've seen her on that show. Yeah. She's been battling throat cancer for years. TMZ says Beth was hospitalized due to a choking emergency that she experienced because she has trouble breathing due to the cancer. About 2 weeks ago, she posted a picture of herself on Instagram with the hashtag cancer will not beat me. But early yesterday morning, Dog tweeted, quote, "Please say your prayers for Beth right now. Thank you, love you." And I saw a little clip of him coming out of the hospital saying she's not doing good. So that sucks for anybody. That sucks.
Sad.
We barely even had a chance to miss Toys R Us, and it's already back, ladies and gentlemen. Let me see. The new owners who bought Toys R Us after it went out of business last year say they're all ready to start opening stores again.
Grow up, find Toys R Us. They got a million toys at Toys R Us that I can play with.
Still like this.
I'm a Toys R
Toys R Us kid. They're shooting to open about 6 locations by the end of the year. The new stores will be around 10,000 square feet, which is about a third of the size that Toys R Us stores used to be. Let's go to our man on the streets interview to find out the way people are reacting to Toys R Us. Let's listen.
I feel really happy. This is the most exciting day of my whole entire life.
Why is that?
Because when I was a baby, I didn't really know what Toys R Us was, and I never got to go in it before, and I'm really happy.
Yeah, would you like to say hip hip hooray?
Hip hip hooray!
Oh, you're really happy about it, huh?
Uh-huh.
Are you faking this, or are you telling the truth?
I'm telling the truth.
Well, that's good. Thank you.
That's a man on the street interview.
That's really exciting because, you know, two of those 6 stores are going to be in Ellsworth. And by the way, I don't feel played that they did the huge tug at your heartstrings, Toys R Us is going away campaign, and then 6 months later it's coming back. I don't feel played.
Well, you know what? As far as I'm concerned, that young man was being sincere.
Of course.
I'm not sure who he was, but he's a man on the street. let's say that. A woman named Tiffany Adams was on an Air Canada flight back to her home in Toronto earlier this month after she'd been visiting a friend in Quebec. It was a short flight. She had an entire row to herself, and she fell asleep. Well, she woke up a few hours later, and the plane was pitch black, cold, and parked.
Oh, somehow the crew,
you know, sometimes I understand, I feel for these people, the deep sleeper, you know, the really deep, deep, deep sleepers, you know, it's like you got to be a little more with it. Yeah. Somehow the crew just forgot her on the flight. Her phone was dead, so she couldn't call for help. She wound up finding a flashlight in the cockpit.
She got it in the cockpit?
Yep. And she pried the plane's door open and using the flashlight to signal for help. Since it was a 50-foot drop to the ground. Luckily for her, a crew member was driving around and saw her. Once he asked her how the hell they forgot her, he helped her get down with a ladder and took her back to the airport. She slept. It was like a 90-minute flight, and she slept for 3.5 hours.
It's like a metro ride.
Yeah, she's drugged.
I wonder if she was taking medication.
I bet.
To sleep.
I bet.
She said she's been having insomnia ever since. Okay. But, right, well, you know, I can understand how you would.
In fairness to her, the crew at the end of every flight.
Yeah, you really
is
should
so
check
excited.
The seat. It's a human being.
And they do, you know, they say that the cleaning crew is sometimes not attentive, but I can see them maybe missing a Kleenex. But a woman?
Yeah, an entire body.
That is rough.
Tough.
Anyway.
Hey, I want to tell you.
Air Canada has called her repeatedly to talk to her about what happened. Air Canada confirmed that all this happened. They say they're investigating. So I guess they'll make it right to her.
We're going to look into it then.
Yeah, so. hey, that's right. Yeah, so you were chilly, eh?
Hey, you didn't hear the you didn't hear the chime, eh?
Yeah, Elsinore beer. And now a little something something. There's a 34-year-old woman named Stacy Rupp. She's in Phoenix, and on Wednesday night, she dropped her 9-year-old son off at McDonald's in Peoria, Arizona, and left. The employees eventually realized that the kid was there alone, and they called the cops. They say the boy wasn't even that upset because when his mom drops him off like this, he said she, quote, always comes back.
That's good.
And she did come back. The cops confronted her, and eventually she admitted that she'd left him there while she went to gamble at a casino. She couldn't take him along because he, quote, drives her crazy. She was arrested for child abuse and endangerment. Oh. This is why I've always lobbied for daycare off the casino floor. You know, big little room with a glass where you can see them while you're sitting at a slot machine.
Not much to ask for.
You know? You know, my kids, I bring him. I bring him to our Las Vegas show.
Mike, smoke is like an effect for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? And you can recycle the balls for the ball pit into the Keno machine.
Right. And it's, you know, if they get a little secondhand smoke, it slows them down.
It's fine.
We'll take a break and we will come back with more fun and more thrills. The Audio Vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. God, what a show.
It's Political Persuasions.
Hey, it's Chris Freitz with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I talk about the instability in Iran. How much of a threat is it? Plus, Mike was against Elizabeth Warren before he was for her. He tells us why he's changed his tune and flip-flopped, plus warning lights for Joe Biden's campaign. Tune in.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com.
Exactly
iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Listen to learn.
Let people listen and they decide. Chris reports, anyway. They decide.
I know. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our Las Vegas show. Dateline, Headline News, and CNN Hollywood.
Yes.
This week, America's sweetheart Julia Roberts revealed the original ending of the modern classic Pretty Woman was different than what we saw on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
In the original draft, Richard Gere did not show up with a limo and roses to sweep her off her feet. The first idea, according to director Gary Marshall, was for Gere and Roberts to take an Uber to Las Vegas to see the TMOS 10th Anniversary Spectacular on Saturday, November 16th, 2019. When asked how this could happen, because Uber and Zappos and TMOS didn't exist at the time of production, Marshall reminded us that he was dead and that the interview had to stop immediately. So be like Hollywood royalty. You can still get a ticket for the TMOS 10th Anniversary Spectacular, Saturday, November 16th, 2019. The entire TMOS crew at the Zappos corporate headquarters with an amazing all-new show. Don't miss out. You will not get another opportunity, so buy now. Tickets are on sale now at MikeOmaraShow.com until they sell out, and they will sell out. You need to be there, and remember, the TMOS 10th Anniversary Spectacular, brought to you by Zappos Las Vegas Gambling.
Gary Marshall.
Gambling. That's what it is. Gambling.
You go to Wisconsin, you hunt.
Yes, it'd be Santa Claus.
You give me joy even when we're not here. When you texted me last night that Dennis Hoff was doing a great job on the tight wire walk across Times Square.
Did you see it, Rob?
No, I did
Oscar,
not see
did
it.
You look
no,
in?
I watched the end of it. I watched
so Nick Willenda does and his sister do a walk across Times Square on the wire for over half an hour.
Wow.
And they cross in the middle. Now, they had safety harnesses, and I texted Rob.
Yes, I was going to mention it.
Really doesn't count.
Yeah.
Because it's a totally different, isn't it horrible? It's a totally different vibe when
it is.
When they have safety.
But here's what it sounded like.
You're going to start?
I'm going to get started, okay?
Yep.
Liana, you're ready, babe. Go ahead.
Okay.
This is when they have to cross on the same wire.
Yeah. Don't forget that.
Okay, I'm going to start.
You have plenty of tether.
Is it hot?
I got this. It's the getting up. I got it. I did it 25 times. Oh, this is tight. Hold on.
You're good where you're at.
Hold on.
You don't have to move.
Okay, I'm good. I'm going to get up.
Yep. And you're going to do
Jesus.
It perfectly.
Flawlessly.
You did?
Wow.
I mean, I'd rather a net.
Yeah, or something.
He looks like a thinner version of the late Dennis Hoff.
But not much thinner. That's the weird thing.
Yeah, and they did it. Look. They had the harnesses, but they didn't slip.
No.
One time.
Wouldn't you rather not like that, though?
This is the first one. This is
I'd
horrible.
Rather nothing. I'd rather, that's the whole,
the whole deal of a high wire is you're done.
Yeah, but the danger. Fall is what gets you. If you have a harness, you're going to fall, I would say, 50 feet?
Well, they
feet?
Also would fall. I think they had a harness for a couple of, who knows why they had the harness, but there are also people like directly below them.
Yeah,
they would have killed somebody on the ground.
It's a Dick Clark production. The reason they were in harnesses is so they couldn't escape the set.
It was dramatic enough, but they do have that kind of carny vibe.
Oh, it's horrible. Going. Do you remember we watched it at your house in Florida once?
Yeah.
And they're sitting there going, thank you, baby Jesus.
In Chicago?
Thank you. Yeah. It was making us crazy.
Yeah.
Thank you, baby Jesus. You know, what a friend we have. And then they embrace.
With
and then
Natalie
they
Morales?
Big fat. With Natalie Morales, who's no longer there. Who were the, did you watch it from the beginning or did you just tune in when I texted you?
I just tuned in for the end. Just for the end. I think, wasn't Strahan one of the hosts?
I think he might have been.
Well, that's good. That's weird because it's hard to get him to do something for ABC. And to catch him between game shows.
Hard to do.
All right, Mike.
Hard to do.
A strong, and because it's your birthday, I'll call it a 60th birthday salute to our favorite company from now on, Del Monte. Have you ever bought their vegetables?
Oh, sure I have.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about the lady that bought a can of spinach?
Really?
Ah, yeah, and she found in it? A dead bird.
I dumped the spinach out into the bowl and I took a little bite like I usually do before I put the spinach in the microwave.
Sure.
Well, then over here it was kind of lumped up, so I went to break it up with my fingers and I picked up a bird. They carry all kinds of stuff and I thought, oh my gosh, and I just ate a bite of that. I thought I was gonna vomit.
Wait.
They offered me a $10 check for my troubles. And I was like, no, thank you. They should have a health inspector check them out. I mean, that's a pretty major thing. To find something like that, that sticks with you.
$10.
Are we Americans, though? We're Americans, aren't we? With our pop legalese, you know?
Yeah,
that's a bad thing. They ought to have, like, you know, a health inspector or something like that. I took a bite out of it.
No, I went in that spinach and found a burr.
It was a big old dead burr.
So last night on 60 Minutes, Paul McCartney was on. And I know a lot about the Beatles. I know a lot about Paul McCartney. But he dropped one fact that I did not know. Now, I did know that Abbey Road was originally supposed to be called Everest. That was the original name of that
like
album.
Like Mount Everest.
But I never knew why they all looked so pissed off on the cover of Abbey Road. And he explains it.
We had another title going on that we didn't really like. So I just said, hey, why don't we just call it Abbey Road? And what we could do, we just go right outside, walk across the crossing, it's done. You know, and it was like, yeah. This is outside Abbey Road after we'd made the Abbey Road crossing picture. And I remember talking to John about his taxes. Someone said to me, you better warn him because he doesn't know what's
about
going
taxes.
On.
Taxes. That's why you have this glum look on your face?
That's maybe why he's got the glum look. I've got the, I need to talk to you about your taxes look.
Oh my God.
Because that was the last album they recorded, so they were breaking up at that time, and John was going to have to fend for himself tax-wise.
Was Abbey Road their last album?
It was the last they recorded. Let It Be would be released after, but the last one they recorded
was
Abbey Road.
Why did they
break
up again?
It was Your Fault.
Oh.
So. No, they were all going different directions.
Wasn't it Yoko's fault?
You know, the more I read about it, the less I think it's Yoko's fault. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
Okay. I know it didn't help having her around, but I think that would have happened anyway.
Right, Yoko.
Not great Yoko. When you have, you know, you're a band of four guys and you're setting up in the studio and one of the things you request is a bed so your wife can sleep there. That's not great, but
not
I think it would have happened
that's
anyway. Okay, Mike, you know, you've been hassled by your Walmart greeter, haven't you?
Yeah, and now we tell them to go scratch.
Dateline, Texas.
They can't do anything.
I don't know. Just food for thought. Dateline, Texas, a Walmart greeter is 72, and he approaches a man, asks for his receipt, sees the receipt, and says, oh, you didn't pay for that case of Gatorade. Okay.
I told him, if you want, you can scan and take it. I never told him you are stealing. He punched on my face with the close right hand. Then I fell down on the ground. Yes, I'm scared of working at that position. Never happened to me. But I was doing my duty. I was doing what I'm supposed to do.
So, Mike, don't mess with Texas.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I don't think you... You should not take that Gatorade out of here right now. I am going to make sure that you get your comeuppance, Mr. Man. You are going to go to jail.
And you know the
you
amazing
can't
thing is,
someone, can you?
The amazing
no,
thing
I would never hit somebody. I just the whole idea is the passive aggression with that. It's like, do you mind if can I check your receipt? No, you may not. And they literally stop.
They do. There's nothing they can do.
Just keep it moving.
They can't. They can do it at Sam's Club. They cannot do it at Walmart. You do not have a contract with them at Walmart.
And
that
you know
is your merchandise. They get their stinking hands off it. Stop it. You're not doing that. You know.
Amazingly, do you know what flavor of Gatorade it was? Fruit punch. What?
Okay.
That's your magic audio ball.
I thought you were gonna say curry.
Not curry. How dare you?
Oh, no, oh my God! I just stop it. You're not playing those things. You went to the other soundboard for the love of God.
Have a great Monday and happy birthday, Mike.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much, John Burney. What a wonderful surprise, Angie Goff. That was fantastic. Enjoy your cake.
Thank you.
We will. Thank you.
Make sure everyone sees it.
Have a nice piece cake. Have a nice piece cake after it's over. Hope you enjoy that. And I'm going to spend the rest of the afternoon playing with my birthday presents. Anyway.
What are you going to do? Stack up your cards?
I'm a monster.
Stack up your cards?
I said to Shannon, I said, milestone birthday.
Yeah.
A watch.
Yeah.
A TV.
Yeah.
Something big, unexpected.
Well, what are you going to do? You know, hey, I have my family here. And family's the most important thing. There's no way I punch out of
it. Oh my God.
That's it. We'll be back tomorrow for Oscar Santana. And Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying, it was John Bernie was massive. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I gotta say it, it's hard to get a read on you.
Hey, I got an idea. Why don't you just kiss my left nut?
The preceding program was not professional!